Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Deputies with the Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a stabbing in the 4500 block of Lewis Avenue in Eureka on Monday. At the scene, deputies contacted the 53-year-old male victim who had a single stab wound to the upper torso. The victim said that he was involved in an argument with the suspect that escalated into a fight. The suspect then pulled out a knife, stabbed him, and fled the scene on foot. The victim was transported to the hospital for treatment and later released. Police have identified a possible suspect and the investigation is still ongoing. A single vehicle collision on Fairway Drive in Eureka on Monday night sent one person to the hospital for treatment of injuries and snarled traffic along the route for several hours. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene after receiving reports that power lines were down across the roadway. Several cars were caught in the downed lines and unable to move. Firefighters found a vehicle about 30 feet down an embankment near the Elks Lodge, and the driver was still inside. That driver was taken to the hospital. The driver had left the roadway and sheared off a power pole leading to the downed lines. The downed power lines also prevented residents of Lundbar Hills from entering or exiting the area, and it wasn't until the lines had been de-energized that was traffic allowed to move again. The cause of the original collision remains under investigation. The Board of Supervisors approved a proposal put forth by First District Supervisor Rex Bone. The county will join the Rural County Representatives of California, a group that advocates for rural issues in Sacramento and Washington, D.C., that already counts 33 rural counties as part of its organization. The RCRC focuses on the unique impacts that state measures have on rural areas, including land and building regulations and water and wildlife policies. The board will bring the matter back at the next quarterly budget meeting, and it's expected by Bone himself that he will be appointed to represent the county on the RCRC. The supervisors also took a moment to recognize Todd Sobolik of the County Department of Planning and Building following the announcement that Sobolik was named as Chief Building Officer of the Year by the County Building Officials Association in September. Sobolik has worked with the Planning Department for 29 years and has been a member of the association for 13 years and is the only Humboldt County official to receive the award. And the board also approved a continuation of the emergency declaration that was issued for Wyatt after a water system failure. Work is currently being done to repair damaged lines, and the continuation of the emergency declaration will extend another month until November 5th. A traffic stop by Fortuna Police on Summer Street on Monday morning resulted in the arrest of a Whitethorn woman and the confiscation of meth, heroin, and marijuana. The stop was initiated after a Fortuna Police sergeant stopped a vehicle with fake tags that was driven by 25-year-old Whitethorn resident Kira Foley. Foley was driving on a suspended license as well as while on felony probation. A search of the vehicle and Foley's person turned up more than 6 grams of meth, a small amount of marijuana, and a syringe loaded with a gram of heroin. The officer also found hydrocodone pills and a digital scale, and Foley was arrested and booked into county jail on drug possession and transportation charges, along with 2 outstanding warrants. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Eureka City Council approved the hiring of Andrew Mills as the new police chief, they made a decision that extends beyond city limits. Eureka, as the county seat, works hand-in-hand with the county on numerous issues, including law enforcement. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about his impressions of Mills.
I've had the opportunity to talk to the new chief probably for, I've been talking to him for the last couple of months, actually. I'm very impressed not only by his presence and how he presents himself, but by his credentials. He's probably aware of some of the issues and problems we're having here in the city of Eureka, and I think he's going to be a good fit. I'm pretty impressed with him.
Consolidation of both dispatch and Office of Emergency Services with the city of Eureka has been a topic Downey has focused on, and it's one he'll take up with Mills.
We already have some consolidation. You know, I can look at our SWAT team. My SWAT team has EPD officers attached to it. He likes that concept. We've talked about it. I don't see any major change coming there at all. But again, he's going to have to look at things again when he gets here and really get a good picture of what's going on. But consolidation is a big issue and one that will take time, but I think it's one that many areas in California are heading toward.
Mills takes over a department that faces many challenges, and none of those challenges are bigger than a solid working relationship with the county. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.